That's a nice one. MFSB out of Philly with To Be In Love. To Be Cold is what we are writing a song about now. The temperature outside is pretty steady at 30 degrees Fahrenheit, but there is a lot of humidity. Relative humidity is up there around 80%, making for quite nippy weather. Should stay with us through the night. Tomorrow should be somewhat cloudy in the morning, then clear off toward the afternoon. A high temperature tomorrow around 4 and 40. Becoming cloudy by Wednesday afternoon, a high Wednesday around 10 and 50. At night, you can expect below freezing temperatures. So I told you the temperatures, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, that's minus 1 degree Celsius, with that relative humidity up there at 80%. It's 21 after 9 o'clock. Here's Barbara Streisand.
I've been looking for a new love, a different kind of true love, who would treat me right. Day and night.
Hey, baby, I went looking too, and I found out that there is no other love for me but you, just me and you.
I went looking for a new love, a different kind of true love, was gonna treat me right. Day and night, then I found what I was after. Now my life is filled with laughter. I found you. I was lost with no direction, and my life was one big question. I was down and out, filled with doubt. Now I know just where I'm going, and my happiness is showing. I found you, love. I found you. Come on.
In the Name of Love. And of course that's Dinah Ross and the Supremes, and before that Gino Vannelli and I Just Want to Stop. Stop at 9:31 here at 1340 and 96 plus. We are Radio Orange. We're talking about wine earlier, and mentioned cognac, well, here's one, too. They sent me a whole bunch of this stuff today concerning booze. Did you ever try a rum Bloody Mary? Or a golden rum instead of cognac as an after-dinner drink? Well, the Puerto Rican rum industry, source of most of the rum that we swill here in this country, is prepared to meet both situations. In addition to the traditional rums, it has a white one designed to compete with gin and vodka, and a golden rum said to taste like cognac. These rums also find their way into cooking stuff like shrimp, roast pork, and turkey, I can see, but they also say that a lot of people cook French toast with rum. Here's a fellow who knows all about that kind of thing. Jimmy Buffett from Key West.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much both of their styles. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now way in the near future, southeast of disorder, you can shake the hand of the mangled man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, island of the spices, salt for your meat and cinnamon sweet, and the rum is for all your good vices. Haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind that our forefathers harnessed before us. Hear the bells ring as the tide rigging sings, it's the son of a gun of a chorus. Where it all ends, I can't fathom, my friends. If I knew, I might toss out my anchor. So I cruise along, always searching for songs, not a lawyer, a thief, or a banker. But son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. I'm just a son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. In my veins, my tradition remains. I'm just glad I don't live in a trailer.
There's a man who will greet you.
I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest thing.
Everybody needs love.
From the old man's sleep, everybody needs love.
Everybody Needs Love, Stephen Bishop from Radio Orange. It's 19 minutes before 10 o'clock. We heard Petula Clark sing I Know a Place, and we heard Son of a Sailor from Mr. James Buffett of Florida. Told you he's from Key West. Has been known to write songs concerning alcohol and particularly rum and margaritas and stuff like that. Anyway, Jimmy Buffett is quite a character. Quite a character. A check on the gift and greeting scene this year shows that about 4,000 new items have been introduced in the toy market. One of them is something very interesting. Don't know how you would use something like this, but it's a toy ram made of sheepskin and a ram's horn with a carved wooden face. It's called Fergus. 28 inches wide, stands 16 inches tall. You give it to a kid, he says, "What is that?" Here's one. This is a good one. This is a 27-inch astronaut doll wearing a spacesuit. Kid opens up the visor and there's his face staring back at him. He thinks he's in 2001. What you do is you send your kid's photograph off to this company and they make a plastic mold looks like your kid and your kid's amazed. They don't say what it costs. Probably the only faces we'll see peering back from us out of those things are Rockefellers and Mellons. People like that. Snowball is lost. He's a large white cat with a flea collar. He's got one green eye. The other one's blue. He may have gotten in someone's car at a sale this past week. If you have this cat, call 832-3051. He has a friend cat that lives in the house with him, and that cat's about to have a coronary. Doesn't know what's going on. Paul Moriarty, Love is Blue.
that was one, together till dawn, and something entirely different was born. This is it, this is love, unlike ever before. I can't work, I can't eat, I can't sleep anymore. Acting like a mad hatter, but nothing's the matter. It's love. We helped each other through sad love affairs, laughter. Everyone said that our friendship was rare. Not even we saw the love that was there. But last night was wine, together till dawn, and something incredibly wondrous was born. This is it.
That's a good one, Paul Anka, and This Is Love. This is Radio Orange at 11 before 10 o'clock. Russ Roberts here with you. Variable clouds are what we can expect until tomorrow morning, when they will depart. We will have sunshine the rest of the day. A high tomorrow around 4 degrees Celsius or 40 Fahrenheit expected. Fair, not quite as cold tomorrow night, with a low only 2 degrees below freezing. They are now telling us that it's not quite as cold. It's shades of gray. Tonight it should get around 3 degrees below freezing. I personally cannot feel a difference, but perhaps the weather people have more sensitive skin. Anyhow, should start to become cloudy by Wednesday afternoon, with a high temperature around 10 and 50. Chance of rain or snow is near zero tonight and tomorrow night, and then 10% all day tomorrow. The winds, no factor. Right now it's minus 1 degree Celsius. It's 30 degrees Fahrenheit and holding pretty steady. It's been like that for the last 3 hours. Relative humidity is 75%. Here's Lobo to sing to us.
I stopped sending flowers to your apartment. You said you aren't at home much anymore. I stopped dropping by without an appointment, 'cause I'd hear laughter coming through your door. Sometimes late at night you'll still call me, just before you close your eyes to sleep. You make me vow to try and stop by sometime, but baby, that's a promise I can't keep. I love you too much to end.
never start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. I don't walk down through the village or other places that we used to go to all the time. I'm trying to erase you from my memory, 'cause thinking of you jumbles up my mind. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. See you, you smile that way, you take my hand, and then introduce me to your latest lover. That's when I feel the walls start crashing in. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend.
Down the street and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by,
don't stop.
Walk on by,
don't stop.
Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on.
Goodbye. Oh, walk on by. Don't stop.
There's Dionne Warwick and Bacharach's Walk On By on Radio Orange. It's 4 minutes before 10 o'clock. News coming up at 10 o'clock. I'll be reading that for you. Might want to listen. Might be something in there you might want to hear. Tomorrow night we have Orange County High School Hornets basketball on the air starting at about 10 minutes before 8. Phil Goodwin and Clint Estes will bring you the play-by-play. And then Wednesday night, I'll be back on Night Music at 8 o'clock with Les Myers, a very fine classical music program. So for the next couple of nights anyway, we're going to have some very interesting things for you. Here's an interesting thing. 6 feet of interesting Tony Tennille. You never done it like that. It's on WJMA.
You're so terrific. You never done it like that. You never been this way before. To be specific, you never done it like that. Who went and opened up the door? Oh, my lips are burning. Yeah, you never done it like that. I thought the flame was dead and gone. Oh, but you've been learning, yeah. You never done it like that. How long has this been going on? Ooh, who's been teaching you? Hey, little man, I wanna shake your hand. One kiss from you and I just like a lover, I did discover you're some kind of lover. My mind is blowing. You never done it like that. You got me climbing up the walls. Ooh, my love is growing. Yeah, you never done it like that. You know you made me. Ooh, what you're doing? Ooh, what you're doing? Ooh, what you're doing? You never done it. You never done it. You never done it like that. Ooh, what you're doing? Yeah. I can't remember when. Oh, on the ceiling, yeah. You never done it like that. Looks like we got it on again.
Here it is, 10 o'clock, 1340 and 96 plus. We are WJMA AM and FM Radio Orange. At 10, it's minus 1 degree Celsius, 30 Fahrenheit. A raging fire is still sweeping through an oil storage depot outside Salisbury, Rhodesia. There are no reports of injuries, and officials refuse to comment on the possible cause of the fire. However, some spectators blame black nationalist guerrillas for the blaze, which could affect Rhodesia's war effort against the insurgents. Oil is shipped to Rhodesia through white-ruled South Africa, bypassing an international oil embargo. Menachem Begin, Secretary of State Vance, and Lillian Carter joined thousands of Israelis, paying their last respects to Golda Meir today. President Yitzhak Navon led the first mourners this morning past the flag-draped coffin of the former prime minister, lying in state inside the Israeli parliament. Goldemeyer is to be buried tomorrow next to her predecessor, Levi Eshkol, in the National Cemetery outside Jerusalem. She died Friday. She was 80 years old. Secretary of State Vance called on Israel to be flexible in peace negotiations as he arrived in Tel Aviv, fresh from talks with Egypt's President Anwar Sadat. Vance says new ideas for a peace treaty came up in his meetings with Sadat, but warned that the discussions are not complete. Vance is to attend the funeral tomorrow of Golda Meir, and then he's going to confer with Israeli leaders. Troops and tanks moved back into Tehran tonight, and a full curfew was reimposed after a day of protest against the Shah. The demonstrations turned violent in the city of Isfahan, 300 miles south of the capital. Soldiers fired on rampaging crowds, killing at least five. Jordan's King Hussein has flown to Paris, where it's said he'll try to mediate an end to the violence that's plagued Iran. Official sources in Jordan say Hussein will seek a meeting with the exiled leader of Iran's Conservative Muslims, the group that's led months of protests against the Shah. This is news from Radio Orange.
I am Trooper Gene Stockton, the Department of State Police. The Virginia Department of State Police is an equal opportunity employer and is particularly interested in and receptive to female applicants for trooper and black applicants for dispatcher equally with all other applicants. If you're between the ages of 21 and 30, in good physical condition and of good character, contact a member of the department or any state police office for additional information. Do it today.
3 minutes past 10, President Carter and wife Rosalind saw a benefit premiere of Superman, the movie, this past weekend, and the First Lady said afterward that the famous hero, who's best known for never lying and fighting for truth, justice, and the American way, reminds Rosalind of her husband. The President had no comment. A spokesman for the rail industry says a 7% hike in the overall freight rates still leaves the railroads in a poor financial condition. Richard Briggs of the Association of American Railroads says rail companies still face previously negotiated wage hikes of 7% that take effect July 1st. The increase in freight rates granted today by the Interstate Commerce Commission could provide the railroads with $1.5 billion in new annual revenue. Former members of the People's Temple have been subpoenaed to appear before a federal grand jury investigating the killing of Representative Leo Ryan in Guyana. Terry Buford is reported to have been a top confidant of cult leader Jim Jones. He's one that's been subpoenaed. Officials say she'll appear before the end of the month. The grand jury's investigating whether there will be a conspiracy generated, or there was a conspiracy generated in the United States to kill Ryan. The brother of the late President Lyndon Johnson, Sam Houston Johnson, is to be buried Thursday on the LBJ Ranch near Austin. The man, who was often known for his criticism of LBJ, died today. He was 64. Eastern Airlines leaped into an already crowded field today by offering to buy national airlines. Pan American and Texas International are already seeking federal approval of their attempts to acquire national. New York Stock Exchange halted all trading in national stock today. Dissident Teamsters groups scored weekend victories in union local elections in Massachusetts and St. Louis, but the dissenters lost an election in New York and had mixed results in Pittsburgh. The victories could affect the union's talks for a new 3-year contract with the trucking industry due to start Thursday. Federal judges decided the Smithsonian Institution does not have to give the biblical account of creation equal time with the theory of evolution. A suit brought by Dale Crowley claimed the Smithsonian presents evolution as the only credible theory of the origin of life here on Earth. U.S. District Judge Barrington Parker ruled the museum makes no such claim. Crowley says he's going to a higher court. Here it is, 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll have news from the area in just a minute.
In what state is Santa's missing sleigh? Pay close attention to my words today. Manufacturing's big and farming too. Now that's a doubly helpful clue. That's clue number 5 to help you locate Santa's missing sleigh. And the jackpot's up to $75. $75 for the first person to tell us the exact city, village, or town in which the sleigh is hidden. When you think you know, send the entry blank from your local paper or a reasonable facsimile to Radio Orange, Box 271, Orange, Virginia, 22960. Include the one sponsor's name that's correct from column 2 of the entry blank, and the person who finds the sleigh will win a $100 bonus or a total of $175. Good luck, good hunting, and best wishes for a happy holiday from the sponsors of our contest.
And a few of those sponsors are Newton Sparks of Frey Insurance, Haas Waugh at Waugh Enterprises, Carol Hamlet at Ricketts Drugs, and Billy Gill at Gill Hardware. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock is what time it is. The Orange Town Council decided tonight to cut down some trees. Councilman Ted Carroll wants to cut down about 14 poplars along the edge of what's known as the Booster's Field at Porterfield Park. This will clear the way for developing the field into a working baseball diamond and small football field for the Intermediate Football League. Councilman Carter Jacobs, who's helping Carroll develop an overall plan for the renovation of Porterfield Park, explains why.
We really hope that we can have that little field ready by springtime, completed, so that what we're taking away from Porterfield Park, we can just shift to the small field.
Meanwhile, the main football and baseball fields have been dug up. Councilman Carroll and Jacobs expect to have an estimate within 10 days on how much it will cost to install drainage ditches, bring in fill soil, and grade and sod the main playing area. In other Orange Town Council news, December 27th has been set for a public hearing on providing tax relief to elderly property owners living in Orange. Town Attorney Pete Joyner has prepared a draft ordinance that closely resembles a county ordinance already in effect. Councilman Ted Carroll likes the idea.
We hadn't had a tax increase, rate increase since 1952, but yet reassessment had raised total tax liabilities. And I heard this from several senior citizens, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but to them it is.
That is a great deal.
With inflation like it is right now.
If passed, tax relief would be available to certain senior citizens according to a formula based on net worth and yearly income. County records show 37 town residents could benefit at a revenue loss of a little more than $1,000 to the town. Competency test results for 10th graders in Orange and Madison counties are back, and the results look pretty good. Orange County School Superintendent Renfro Manning told the school board this morning that about 87% of the students passed both reading and math tests.
We could hope for better scores, but I think that we'll find that we're in the top, somewhere up in the top half of school divisions in the state, easy enough with these scores.
Manning also says those 10th graders who passed won't have to take the test again to graduate, but those who failed are going to have to pass their test within 3 years if they want their diploma. In Madison County, it looks like about 80% of the 10th graders passed. Patricia McCarver has more on that.
Madison School Superintendent Alan Heiner reported that students taking the competency exam last month probably did better than anticipated. Of the 184 Madison High School students taking the test, 81% passed the reading part and 82% earned passing marks on the math section. Heiner warned that making comparisons of scores among different school systems was a misuse of the test results.
Even though I know they're going to be reported statewide on a comparison basis, which I think is kind of unfortunate. That's not the intention of it. The thing that we hope to derive from is information to enable us to take a look at curriculum needs and also to enable us to take a look at remediation efforts for those students who aren't measuring up.
Those comments from Alan Heiner, Madison School Superintendent. For Radio Orange News, I'm Patricia McCarver.
The competency tests were designed by the state of Virginia to make sure each student has mastered the basics of reading and math before the student graduates from high school. The Orange County Board of Supervisors has a full day planned for tomorrow's regular monthly meeting. The board convenes at 9 o'clock in the Orange Town Council chambers. Besides the routine items, the supervisors will talk with V.R. Shackelford to resolve the dispute with the King's Daughters concerning space at the welfare building. Also, the supervisors are going to hear from Jack Bond on the subject of establishing a 911 emergency phone number. That's the number used in many areas around the country. And in the afternoon, the Orange supervisors will hear a report on the Orange County Jail. Two public hearings scheduled for tomorrow. One at 11 o'clock will deal on rezoning applications. The one at 3 involves the public commenting on HUD applications for community block development grants. Unless the Orange County JCs can locate more toys, this year's Toys for Tots campaign may meet the needs of only half the needy children in Orange County. Usually, the JCs supply toys to about 300 children. But Toys for Tots project chairman Roland Stokes says the toys are slow in coming in this year.
We've got about 50% of the toys that we've had for the past 2 or 3 years. And the toys have come in have been generally in good shape. They've required very little repair, but just not the volume.
JCs are collecting repairable toys for distribution to children in Orange County in the week before Christmas. The last day for donating repairable toys is Thursday.
People have sort of held off, I think, because they weren't in the best of shape and something might be broken on them. But we can take, a lot of times we can take two toys and make one good one out of it.
Roland Stokes says the JC's Toys for Tots project is very worthwhile.
It's just breathtaking. The kids that normally wouldn't have a Christmas at all, and they knew it. They knew that they wouldn't be expecting anything. All of a sudden they've got toys, and you may not look like Santa Claus, but they sure appreciate it.
There's J.C. Roland Stokes. The weather, variable clouds tonight with a low about 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Morning cloudiness will give way to the sun by afternoon. Expect a high around 40 Fahrenheit. Fair and not quite as cold tomorrow night, a low about 28. Becoming cloudy by Wednesday afternoon with a high around 50. Chance of rain or snow near zero tonight and tomorrow night, and 10% all day tomorrow. Right now it's still minus 1, that's 30 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity has risen to 77%. It's now 13 minutes past 10 o'clock. State news is next from the Virginia Network.
A member of the House of Delegates has charged inmates should be required to take a parole if one is offered them. Frank Slayton of South Boston says one out of every three inmates offered a chance for parole turns it down to stay behind bars. He says this costs Virginia taxpayers $9 million each year. This is Virginia Network News.
Teenagers, this soon will be your world. Do you know how you'll run it? Do you know how you'll get things done? How to organize? How to be successful? Junior Achievement will give you the chance to operate your own business. You'll run it. You'll make it go. Decisions will be up to you. Get involved. Get experience. Call your local JA Center.
The 4x4 has opened new frontiers to hunters. It takes them deeper into the woods. This new freedom comes with a new responsibility not to cut through cultivated fields and not to tear up roads. The 4x4 is to get the hunter to a base camp. It's not for taking unfair advantage of game. Hunting is still done on foot. A public service message from the Virginia Commission of Game and Inland Fisheries.
A delegate to the Democratic mini-convention in Memphis says it was wrong to pass the resolution that urges the ouster of independent Senator Harry Byrd from the Senate Democratic Caucus. Even though Byrd quit the party in 1970, he's remained in the caucus, which gets him better committee assignments. Ben Dendy of Richmond says most Virginians want Byrd to remain in the caucus.
I haven't met one Democrat since I've come back that agrees with that action. And I think it's unfortunate that that action was taken, because I think most Virginia Democrats and most Virginians want to see Senator Byrd stay in the Democratic caucus for as long as he continues to remain in the United States Senate.
Ben Dendy is an aide to Democratic Lieutenant Governor Chuck Robb, who he says shares his concern. This has been State News on the Virginia Network. I'm Chris Callahan reporting.
This is George Bowles with a comment on the state of Virginia. Blacks, women activists, and other liberals...